everyone, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we are also joined by our co-host, Lolita, today. Hello, Lolita. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Adam. Thank you very much. I think we have a full-packed house tonight.
Yes, we do.
Awesome. We do just announce a special for right now, you guys. We do have a $5 special for 15 minutes. It's only a one question, and you can ask it in as many ways, but you'll have 15 minutes for one question for $5. And that special needs to be booked by the end of the weekend.
Thank you, Lolita. That special can be found at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, everyone. Well, we are going to go ahead and begin the show here. Lolita has informed me that we have a special guest on tonight as well.
Yeah, they don't see them yet, but we'll get them on the air. So right now, you guys, here's the rules for tonight. We have a full-packed switchboard. When I click on your number, go right, say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please. We want to get to as many callers as tonight, and it's a one question only. So you ready to go?
Yep, ready to go.
All right. Area code 646-418. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Dawn. I'm calling from New York, and my question is, do you see me making it to the music video that I was selected for to be in?
Okay, Dawn, give me one second here. And, yep, the answer is yes, I do see you making it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to go very well, so I'm going to leave you at that. But I look forward to hearing all about it afterwards. So please give us a call back into the show and let us know.
And just keep yourself visualizing yourself doing it, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see here. Area code 631-284. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into the question.
Suzanne, Long Island, when do you see a boyfriend for me?
Okay, Suzanne. Give me one second while I pull that out for you. Ooh, this isn't too bad. All right. We are looking around the 16th here of July 16th. It could very well turn out to be even sooner than that.
Okay.
And this one seems to be much more stable and much more in tune with their emotions and being honest with themselves as well as others.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go on a blind date with somebody who just introduced me today. I didn't meet him yet today.
Mm-hmm.
And he just texted me. I'm supposed to meet him sometime next week.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it looks good, and I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
And Suzanne, I kind of remember you. I just want you to have fun with it. You know, when you want something to come in, you got to trust that the right person is going to come in the right time. When we want to know times and when and who and what they look like, we got to really, really go back to our own energy and fill that void that is causing us to do it. But while you're going on that search and looking for that great partner, I am a firm believer that you got to get your spiritual vibration on a higher level so you can manifest the right partner in your life. You know, and so the many dates that you've been on, just know and just go have fun with it and just know that each person that you meet, you got to learn something from that. You know, Anna may not be right. I'll tell you this right on, he may not be right because you can actually cause that person not to be the correct person. You can actually you know.
Hello? Lolita, are you with us? Hello? Hello? Okay, I think we're having a bit of technical difficulties here. Please bear with us as it looks like we have had that interference happening once more. We're going to wait for our co-host Lolita to call back in here momentarily, and then we'll bring her back on air, and we'll see what's going on. There may be some technical difficulties. While we're trying to take care of the bugs, we're going to be listening to track one of the CD, Oneness. This is entitled Shri Ram. We'll be back and taking callers momentarily. Okay, everyone. Well, it looks like we're still working through the bugs here. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller while we're waiting on Lolita to get back in. Oh, here she is.
I'm here.
Okay. Hello,
sorry.
Lolita.
Sorry
about the
happened.
Bugs there. Yeah, something's going on.
And I could not log back on.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Did you finish up that for me with that young lady?
Yeah, where is, what was the number that she had here?
I don't know, but we'll keep continuing. I think my friend was on and dropped out. So, okay, let's continue on. You ready?
All right, yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, area code 520234. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Arizona, and my question is, my name is Lisa, and my question is, what do you see as far as work?
Okay. Give me one second while I pull that out for you, please.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, one of the things that I'm seeing when it comes to work and career and money is right now it's all about you taking the bull by the horns and being slightly more aggressive, okay? I'm sensing that there has been somewhat of a dark past recently in the way of problems coming from work or with the work area. But I am seeing that things are about to take a turn for the better here. And that is within the next week, okay? I'm feeling as of Wednesday and Thursday of next week, you will see a dramatic turn for the better, and there even proves to be new opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. And just remember, continue to be assertive and take that bull by the horns.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too.
All right, area code 702-325. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm James from San Diego.
Hello,
hey, James.
James.
Hello. I was just wondering how you see the premiere of the show that I'm going to be involved in going, and if there's, like, what can be done, like, if there's anything to be done, like, marketing-wise or anything like that that could help or be a benefit.
Okay. Well, right away, I am getting that the show is going to go very well for you and seems to actually be a little stagnant at first, but don't let that worry you because it will quickly pick up. Okay. And as far as promo, I feel you need to reach to that market in particular, but I also feel that you need to go into other markets where you normally would not promote this to happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of feeling a broad spectrum, and I'm kind of feeling like you need to get it out to the masses.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, everybody must be home on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Saturdays are always good for us.
I know. All right. Area code 602-696. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Beatrice, Arizona, do you see my former landlord since I moved this week giving me back my $1,000 security deposit within 14 business days?
Okay. That is an affirmative. How many days do you have left?
No, it's 14 days from today. It's 14 business days, so probably around the 18th or 19th.
14
I should be getting
days
it, yeah.
From today. Okay, because I'm getting about 4 days, and then we have response from them.
All right, thank you.
Is there a reason why you're having down, hon?
Well, whenever you move out, they can always say, oh, no, you damaged it and stuff like that, but I took pictures of it, and it's perfectly clean and everything, so there's a reason why they
should. Did you do a walkthrough right on the spot?
Well, every time I gave them a date and a time, they kept changing it. So the last I heard, they wanted to do it tomorrow, and I said, I'm not even in possession of the thing anymore. So, you know, I just gave the keys back yesterday to their attorney and made them sign a document saying they got all the keys, and so I'm through with it. I had my girlfriend take 16 different pictures of the unit.
Well, and then I would just not even worry about it. If you know that you left that place in good condition and you have photos, you have nothing but to get that money back and you have all the things in your hand. So I will not allow that fear, that curiosity to come in, hon.
All right.
Don't worry
Thank
about
you.
It. You got it. You're welcome, hon.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Area code 513-344. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. I'm from Ohio, and my name is Katrina. And I want to know, do you see me taking any courses online?
Okay, Katrina, that is a yes, but I feel that you're having a little bit of difficulty trying to get in. Don't worry. Keep being persistent, and you will succeed.
All right. Thank you.
Is there a process that's holding you up?
Yes, I'm kind of afraid of failing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you gotta get rid of that, because that's
mm-hmm.
what you're thinking, right? So if you're going to think that, that's shame on you, right? If
right.
Adam is in there telling you that you are, at the end of
mm-hmm.
the day, you're going to sign up and go to school and go. If you're going to think that you're going to fail, that's all on you, hon. You can't think that way.
Yeah,
you cannot
and thinking
think
that
way
only sets you up for the failure that you're feeling to have. You
yeah.
you have to release that, and you have to be persistent with yourself, saying, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I can do, and I know I can succeed. And you just have to do it at your pace. Okay?
That's why I asked you, what process is it? Because to me, that question, I'm like, okay, what do you mean? How do you see yourself doing online classes. You pay for school and you do it. So that's why I had to intervene and understand why you even asked that question. So the question was because you have a fear that you're going to fear online. I did my MBA, most of it online, sweetie. It's not bad. If that's something that you want to do for yourself and you can study, that is your choice. You have a choice in life to whether be successful or not. If you want to go back to school, it's because you're ready to go back to school, not because someone is forcing you. So that means if you're not really ready, then you should really take a step back and just say, are you ready at this time to go back to school? But at the end of the day, you just do it and you go for it and you come out with that hat and walk in graduation ceremony. So don't even worry. And if you need tutoring, you go ask for tutoring. That's it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, hon.
You're welcome. When you graduate. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You know, and we wish everybody starting out new ventures in their life all of the greatest blessings. But when it comes down to it, it is that motivation we have in ourselves and that confidence that we have in ourselves that helps us accomplish those goals. And the more we become fearful of not succeeding with them, the more we will not be successful in them. It also helps foster the procrastination within us to keep pushing it away, keep pushing it away, keep pushing it away, and then we will never succeed that way either. So I'm glad we're getting some of these callers today because I'm feeling that that's the message for a lot of us out there in this world nowadays, that we have to maintain that confidence within ourselves. And we have to know not everyone is going to affect us or hurt us. Not everyone is going to do us harm. Yes, we have harming people out there. We have people that will always try and be jealous and project negative towards us. But in the end, it is that persistence that we keep on and we keep going. And we do not let that deter us or intimidate us that really helps us succeed.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think a lot of people really need to start trusting themselves, and that's why they go into questions where when is this person coming into their life or when are they going to have that right job? I mean, if you're asking certain questions like that, we're all going to get there. We're all human. But when you call in to ask that question, it should be all be about validation and what you're feeling. So really, really, really go dig deep within yourself and really get your power of trust and faith stronger. You know, we all have choices at this time to whether walk in or not walk in. And if they're not meant to be in your life, guess what? They're just not meant to be in your life. And you cannot force anybody, nor man, nor woman, to be in your life regardless. And if you're always asking that question about a man for 6 months, 10 months, and they're not coming in the way you want to, then you got to trust that that's not right for you. And then that really means that you got a lot of chaos going within yourself. You know, it's attracting what you are going through right now. So, you know, I like stuff like that because it makes you look within and you really work on yourself. So, yeah, I think the topic is fear today. That is definitely the topic of today. All right, let's go rock and roll with the other callers. Let's go. Area code 305-443. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Eileen, and I'm from Florida, and my question is, which archangel is working with me so closely, and what do they want me to do on the earth?
Okay, you have two that are working very closely with you right now. You have Archangel Gabriel, and then you have Archangel Michael that are working with you very closely right now, okay? Michael is trying to help you defend yourself. And then Archangel Gabriel, I feel, is there to help as a muse of sorts. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening to that. Yeah, I've been remodeling a little house on next door to this other house and want to sell the big house and move into the little one. So I've had to redo all the plumbing and redesign things and set it up for myself to move into it.
So they're providing the strength and the inspiration. So I feel that they're there supporting you, hon, and I feel that right now you are doing what should be done. Of course, we're going to run into some problems, but remember, just take everything one step at a time and you'll be fine.
That's it. Every day I say one thing at a time because it is an order to the order.
Oh, my God, I love you so much. I love this caller.
Yeah, thank you. I listen within...
I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, what do you feel like your purpose is? Because I don't think we answered your question.
I came to the earth to bring beauty and inner knowingness of God's self within each one of us. And we do
that. Yeah, she knows her purpose. There's no need for that confirmation.
But I wanted to know, because I've learned how to, from Michael giving me the strength and the courage. I mean, they're always talking to me and telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my confirmations come because God always sends me who's going to help me make the step.
What happened to your grandmother?
Why do people always bring up my grandma? Everybody always tells me about my grandma. I had two. I don't know them. I was about 5 years old, 7 years old. They left the earth.
She is totally around you.
But which one? My bubby or my grandma?
Which one?
I have a bubby, which was my mother's mother.
Yeah, it's your bubby, honey.
Okay. She's with me?
It's not the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's with you. And she's also there as a muse and a protector, okay? She's been your stronghold. She's the one that's taught you, intuition-wise, that you need to take everything one step at a time.
Okay.
She says, I'm the one that taught her that. I'm the one that taught her that.
But I never knew her. All I know is that she had her.
She's teaching you from spirit, hon.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's cool. She was from Russian Jewish old grandma.
Who better to learn from?
I know, that's great.
And I think my mother's with her because my mother is always in the background. She was my biggest critic, but I always can trust her.
Oh, your mother loves you dearly, and she wants you to know that.
Oh, I do.
What was this about the health? There's something about the health your mother's speaking up about.
My health?
A health, like whose health got really bad?
I've never been ill in my life. I took
was
my
it
diet.
Her? Who, what happened
well,
to your mom?
Well, my mom had cancer twice, and then she got sick at the end. And I remember my mom.
It's her health. Okay. She says, always be conscious of your health. Because she learned her lesson the hard way. But she is looking out for your health. She's looking out for your well-being, and, of course, she's always very quiet, sitting back in the background, like you said, but she's got, like, this cross with her, and she's like, I'm here.
Good, because I talk to her all the time, and I said, Mom, come on, give me what I should be doing next. Okay, you want me to call Ronnie? Okay, I'm calling Ronnie.
Yeah.
Then Ronnie calls back, and I'm going to meet with him tomorrow. So my mom had breast cancer and other cancer, but that's not what killed her. Something else did. And I remember the night that she was in the hospital, and I'm in the room where she slept with my sister's house, and I said, Mom, it's time for you to go. Let go. You'll never have the body you had again. We know where you're going. You know where you're going, and you know you're going to be happier. So it's time to let go. And I said, it'll be fine. You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a birthday, and that morning I said, Mom, it's our day. Yay, it's our day.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm conscious of the very two awesome. Of them. And you know, her thing was that she never had a loving relationship with her husband, and my marriage is shifting, and part of it is leaving this house, and I just hear my mom saying that.
That's why
just
she's
go forward.
Roses. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and that's why I think that's what the cancer relationship, I don't know if you know a lot about Reiki and reconnective and all that, but cancer, depending if it's left or right, it's mother and father relationship. So you make sure you release a lot of things that you have not taken care of. A lot of people don't understand. So if you're actually going through the same pattern as your mom, you really need to sit back and figure out what you're not releasing.
No, I did. I let go.
Good.
I did a prayer yesterday to God and my angels, and I vowed it out to the universe. I spoke it because I learned a long time ago, the word is with God, and the word, God gave us the word, the voice, and the voice is what manifests it. And we're spirit, but we're in a body, and we have to manifest it on this planet. That's why we're here. So you can't just imagine it or image it in your head.
We have to recognize the God within all of us and the God within others, okay?
Right.
One of the reasons I love Namaste so much is because Namaste is basically the essence of saying, I honor the God within you and the God within me.
Yes, non-denominational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always
recognize any separation.
Yeah, I always say that the guru is always within us, and it is. And that's why I wanted to say that, because it looks like there's a pattern. So, you know, even though you did it yesterday, just be very conscious, because sometimes it can creep back up. So I'm just reminding you, okay? Just go with it and just keep doing what you're doing and keep doing the work, because it looks like a cycle.
And I've also done some shamanistic staging in my house, and I recited these words, and I did the circle, and I released, and when I released each person that was holding me back, and I saw their face and their name, I cried differently for each one, and I let go of the pain and the suffering that I had to go through, and because we create it all, and I had to come up with it. We have to burp it up, so to speak. You know, we have to squeeze that pimple of poison from our soul so that we can be free, so we can love everyone.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and move right
along.
Go
for the others.
We do have a full queue. We do thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
Anne.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you, I am. God bless you both.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, wonderful caller. Where did my switchboard go? Okay. Eric Coe, we got a George Atlanta number, 678-328. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Sam. I'm calling from Georgia, and I was wondering about my current job. Do you see me leaving soon and my other business venture picking up?
I do see that happening with you, okay, but I don't see you leaving until the other business venture pops up a little bit, because I'm feeling like we're going to get some progress this month coming up now in July for you. It's going to be around July 4th to the 7th, okay? Oddly enough, July 4th is a holiday, and what better holiday than one of the greatest celebrations of our country for it to even begin to have the opportunity to pick up. I'm feeling that by the end of this month, you may be well enough to leave the current job somewhere in August, okay?
And also, I can kind of relate what you're saying, but I used to have a dry cleaners in Dunwoody and also run a gym and go to grad school. So I'm just saying to you really quick that I understand you want to go out on your own and not, but just be thankful for the job to get you through these times of getting your business started, because it's not hunky-dory, and we'll be really honest, especially this time. So be grateful for the security that you have while you're going through the business, and just know that when that job is not going to be there, you're ready to fly on your own. So I would really, really think positive about you doing two things at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, hon?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it's all about time
management,
but it's workable.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just got, right now there's people out here that have businesses and are not saying not doing well, but they're also even doing work just to pay for health insurance. We all want to go on our own, trust me. But at the end of the day, just know that when you run your business, you're going to have a little peace of mind while you're doing it. And when you're ready to fly, you're going to fly. But if you want to get out so bad, trust me, that job is keeping you for a reason. And if you don't want to be there, the universe might answer your question, but on a bad timing. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't want to have the universe pull a job from you when it's a bad timing, because then you're really SOL.
And you know what, hon? With the way the economy is, it's always a little risky taking away a job that you have now that's stable and providing income, and then relying on something new that, it hasn't even worked out yet. So you always have to be wise in making that transition. It is able to succeed, but it's also very advisable to be wise in making that transition. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish
thank
you the best.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
As a reminder, please visit HowPsychics.com. We are running a $5.95 special for a 15-minute reading on our website. It's going to be only available, again, until the end of the weekend, which is tomorrow. So please go ahead and book your 15-minute readings now.
Okay, great. Area code 630993. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Faye, and I'm calling from Chicago. And my question is, today I have, and this has happened some other times before, where I have the sensation that is in my hands up to, like, maybe my elbows. It feels like electricity, like low, low-level electricity. Sometimes it's in my feet going up, my legs as well. So I was just curious if you would be able to fill me in any way as to what this is.
Okay, honey. Not a lot of people are going to realize this, but you're going through ascension symptoms. Are you normally a very spiritually open human being?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's why. You're going through a spiritual ascension. Right now, for most of us spiritual light workers, healers, and predominantly the ones that do this in helping others on a professional level, as well as a select few that just kind of do it on their own without being professional, we're all going through what is known as a spiritual ascension. This is where we are beginning to reach a higher level vibration. And we are also beginning to come into our full abilities, speaking spiritually.
Okay, so it's not really, from what you see, it's not really connected to, like, I've been thinking it was connected to some kind of emotional thing or something.
No, honey, this isn't a chakra imbalance or blockages or anything like that.
So it's just strictly energetic.
Of course, emotion does affect it, but it is not directly created by the emotion. This is ascension symptom. Okay.
Any advice?
If you're experiencing electricity or a feeling of electricity, what I suggest to you is look up the symbolism behind electricity itself.
Okay. And any advice as far as having this be any more comfortable?
Like that's going on, take your shoes off, take your socks off, go and put your feet directly on the ground.
Grass. Okay.
Not the concrete, the bare ground. I mean grass, soil, even by a tree, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Do you have a mentor?
Yeah. I mean, there's people around me, but this has kind of mystified everybody.
I would really suggest you have one person that helps you, and really start taking some notes and start training. You're the ones that's chosen to be gifted. So I'm just putting that out there. If you don't have anybody, definitely call Adam and try to reach out to him, but definitely find you one person that can train you the right way, because it's time for you to find somebody if you're going through those.
Okay, thank you.
And, honey, I do mediumship training, and I do training on helping to balance and understand the ascension symptoms that are coming in, okay? I feel sometimes you're even teaching your teachers, okay? It's just a matter of being able to understand. Not a lot of people are going to understand it. Even a lot of spiritual leaders and teachers you find are still so much in the thick of the earth that they're not aware of the symptoms or the ascension that they might be going through.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank
you. Okay. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
And just as a side note here, if anybody is interested in getting mediumship training and ascension training, that is a monthly ordeal. It's basically you get several sessions throughout the month, about three sessions in a 30-day time period. It's available on our website at housepsychic.com, and it's only $45 for the entire month. All right. We're ready to go on, Malia?
Yeah. If anyone wants to call in, we still got some couple slots available, actually. There looks like area code 956 hasn't chosen one and 817. So if you want to call in, we don't have that much many people ahead of you. So definitely call in. All right. Area code 484-300. Looks like PA number. All right. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi, yes, my name is Sunette. I'm calling from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yes, hello, darling. How can we help you today?
Hi, yes, I started dating a guy named Danny this month in June, and I would like to know if you see it going anywhere.
Wow, I get the chills from him for some reason. But I do see it as a good balance, and I can definitely see that he has emotion invested in this, okay? One of the things that I get, though, is I feel like I'm having these chills because there seems to be a very hard read when it comes to him. You're not so able to see into his mind or into his, what he's thinking about this. I even feel that maybe there's been some difficulty keeping him around or keeping him consistent with it. But I'm feeling that we are going to see progress and that that's going to even be balancing out here in the next 2 to 2.5 weeks, okay?
Okay, good. So definitely I'll be getting another date.
It looks like it will happen, yes.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? What are you doing spiritually? Have you done any type of clearing within yourself and a past life, past relationship, how long it's been in between? I would definitely have someone help you clear, start doing a little bit of meditation in the morning. And just,
okay.
You know, again, I tell everyone, you got to trust yourself a little bit more. And if we don't learn from our past relationships, we're going to run into the same thing. So my advice to you is to really just breathe. I want you to have fun in life. I want you to really, really have fun. But at the same time, really clear your home, clear yourself of any emotional issues that you just came out of and what you're dealing with. So, and just know if this person is going to come in, it's going to come in the right timing. But I really need you to do that. I really need you to, like, clear your whole energy and really,
okay.
really start taking a spiritual practice every day. Like we bathe, I want you to put something in that every day that you're doing something because I want you to start trusting yourself.
Okay.
All right, hon?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I will suggest to you is maybe using some lavender scent in your bath or in your shower with you, along with some tea tree, okay, and maybe some mint. I feel that a combination between the lavender, the tea tree, and the mint would, one, therapeutically help you, and then also energetically really help you rebalance every chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's energy. If you're out of whack, everyone around you is going to be out of whack. You
mm-hmm.
want to be outside looking in. So you're not doing yourself any justice if you're not spiritually balanced. Because then at the end of the day, you're just going to attract wherever you're at in life. Do you really want that? No. But people
right.
don't understand that. So you got to really take time out for yourself. Because I think
okay.
from what I recall, you just came out of a relationship where you're dealing with a person named Jason. Am I correct?
I want you to
get rid of that totally. That's been a long time on that. So it's not fair to Danny, the new person,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't totally released, okay? So put yourself in
okay.
Danny's shoes on yourself, okay?
Yes.
All right. I really wish you lots of luck, okay? And I'm really glad that you're deciding to move on, to be quite honest. I remember
before
you.
Before we let go, I don't mean to interrupt. Before we let go, when you had mentioned Jason, I had gotten the name Michael.
That's his middle name, Jason Michael.
Okay. Yeah, just curious. Wanted to know, but thank you.
Yes.
Just let it go, girl. Just let it go.
I'm really hoping things work out for me and Danny because I knew him since I was a kid.
Okay, listen. Don't look at the end result. Have fun. Again, you just came out of this roller coaster with Jason. You have really, to be quite honest, I'm going to tell you blunt, you have no business being in a relationship now. So that's why I'm asking you, if you want to have Danny in your life, I need you to really have the inner child come out and stop looking for that end result already. It doesn't matter how long you've known him. You want to go into it playfully, learn to build that relationship, but at the same time, you're going to have double work, my friend. You got to go back and you've got to start using some spiritual modalities, hire some teachers, new mentors, and have them clear you and start learning and start doing that first step. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
All right?
Yes.
Have fun in Jersey. I love it. I used to go to, what's that place called? Wildwood? What is that?
Yes.
Jersey. Yeah, I'm from Philly, so we used to go there every year. Enjoy.
Yes, I am.
All right. Talk to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. You ready to go to the next caller?
Yep.
All right. Area code 919-724. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 919-724. Okay, we'll come back to you. Oh, hold on. I'm getting right there. Go ahead, 919. I'm sorry.
Yes, this is Kevin from NC. Basically, I just want to know, will I meet a guy soon, a romantic partner?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I got three yeses on that one. And it appears to me to come in around the 11th and the 12th of July here, okay? This individual will not be met through bars or anything to do with a bar. However, it will be in a social gathering amongst the gay community.
Okay.
Do you have any other gatherings happening around there?
I can look into it. Other than a bar or online, I wouldn't know.
No, I'm feeling like this is an activity for the nearest gay community that you have near you, and you're going to end up meeting them there.
Okay. Is it a long-term relationship or something that's short?
Okay. It looks to me like it has a great possibility of being that one rather than the one for now. Okay? So instead of whatever's right for now, it's going to be what's right. And let me ask you, when's your next Pride Fest around there?
Say that question again.
When is your next Pride Fest?
I don't know.
I want you to get involved in the gay community, okay? I can't really do it myself around where I am because I don't have a vehicle right now. But I want you to get involved in the gay community, and I want you to get out there because that's the way I'm seeing you meeting him.
Okay. Do you know how they look or anything?
No, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to let him answer that question. No. It's not even that. I just want you to stop having your ego control that. That's one thing I just need you to do is just trust. If you're asking that question, I want you to become best friends with your intuition. And I'm telling you it works because I had to go through that. And when you know, your intuition is going to tell you. That is your best friend in any answer that you want in life, whether it be about career, friends, your family, any answers that you want to know in life. I'm asking you to go back and really work on that intuition and trust within yourself and just know that you deserve everything in life, but just know it's going to come in right timing. All right? He'll answer that for you, but I'm going to stop you right there. That's all.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, hon. You're welcome. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Adam.
That's quite all right. Needed to hear that. All right, let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, guys, all no chat questions. Everything needs to be done on air today. All right, so area code, my computer's not refreshing. Hold on. It's taking a little slow. I can't get him off the line. Do you see him off the line? Okay, yeah, he's off the line. Okay, area code 954205. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Darlene from Florida, and my question is I'm going to become a grandmother very soon, and I'd like to know if you could give me any information, like the date the baby's going to be born, anything that you...
Okay, I didn't quite catch your name, though. I got the question.
Okay, my name is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, from Florida.
Darlene, okay, wonderful. You know, I was born and raised in Florida for quite a long time, and very much familiar with the 954 area code. Well,
really?
Let's see here. Yeah. Okay. You want to know when the birth is going to come, and you want to know what the sex of the child is, right?
Well, we already know that it's a boy.
Okay, you know that it's a boy. All right, and you just want to know when the birth is coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything
How many
have...
months is she?
The baby's going to be born either at the end of July or the beginning of August. She's 34
okay.
weeks and 3 days.
Mm-hmm. We're actually getting that the child might come in on the 30th of July.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you have a
Now,
show?
There is a slight 20% possibility that the child may be born in the mid of July rather than the end. But there is a higher chance that the baby will be born on the 30th.
Okay, yeah, because he's been half in Braxton Hicks already, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know how far in advance they usually come.
Yeah. Sometimes it varies. It depends on the situation, the mother. You know, it's all genetics in an aspect.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything else about the baby that's going to be born? Any you know, characteristics or anything?
The baby is a very old soul who also can be very playful, okay? The baby will smile a lot, and according to what I'm feeling, this baby will be very extraordinary, will do very extraordinary things. But I am not able to see much more than that, okay? The only one thing that I'm feeling is that if the baby crawls at all, the baby will not crawl nearly as long as many other babies before it. It appears to actually go, in my vision, right into walking, okay?
Do you have, you said your voice sounds so familiar. Do you have your own show on Blog Talk?
No, I don't. I've been
okay.
on Blog Talk for a while.
No, I'm sorry. You just sound like a host that I know of. I'm sorry, I just had
familiar.
To ask. Yeah. It's Love all good.
Okay, that was
all
great
right.
information. I'm so happy. Thank you very
much. Well, thank
much.
You for calling in, and many blessings to you and the newborn child when he
oh,
comes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I know.
All right, area code 956536. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony, and my question is in regards to a job interview that I applied for, and I went to the second interview, and I wanted to see what you can tell me about that, what you see, if there's a possibility of getting hired.
There is a good chance of you getting hired there. I'm feeling that you're a little bit more in the running, but you do have someone that's competing against you, okay? Of course, there are others, but there's only one other person that I feel you should be, you know, concerned about that seems to be a little bit in competition with you there. And I actually feel that you will hear back from them, and I feel that they're going to want to actually talk to you over the phone a little bit more. But I'm kind of feeling that you have a 80% chance of being hired with this position.
Hmm. That's a good possibility. That's a good possibility. Okay. Well, that's a
good okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and
you.
Wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, two area codes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the first area code 702812. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, hello.
Yes, hey. Hello. How you doing today?
Hi, this is OP from Bel Air, California.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, how may we help you?
Well, recently, let me just give you a quick background. It won't take more than, you know, like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It was back in you know, West Philadelphia, where I was born and raised. I spent most of my days on the playground, and we were chilling out, you know, just hanging cool. And one day we were playing some basketball, and a couple of guys obviously were up to no good, and we got in a fight. And my mom got scared, and she said that we were moving to Bel Air. So now I'm in Bel Air.
Okay. I don't trust him. Sorry, I had to hang up
on
him.
Yeah, that was starting to sound too familiar,
Bel
like
Air
a freaking
is the story
TV
of
show.
Fresh Prince. I'm not,
mm-hmm.
not that retarded.
Yeah.
Come on now. So you must have no life, like really, really, really. We have Full Moon coming up Monday, don't we?
Let's see, huh?
Yep. Yep, so anyway, I'm kicking a lot of people off, so we're done for the night?
I believe so, just the button to end it.
Yep. All right, so you guys, everyone that's been listening to us, we really appreciate it. And, we're just going to end this show a little early tonight. And those people that have nothing else to do, we welcome to your show because apparently you're not right. But it's all good. All right, so you guys want to visit us, you know where to find us. Many blessings to you guys. Namaste, love, light, and full of gratitude. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Night.